It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. While the state of Illinois entered the Union as a non-slave state in 1818, for all practical purposes, Illinois embraced slavery at its founding. Frank Cicero Jr. is the author of Creating the Land of Lincoln, the History and Constitutions of Illinois, 1778 to 1870. Cicero tells GLT's John Norton slavery was a legacy of the French inhabitants of the 1600s and Anglos and Americans of the 1700s. He says Illinois' first governor, first lieutenant governor, and president of the state's first constitutional convention were all slaveholders.
A lot of them came over from Kentucky. Illinois, as many of us in the North don't fully realize, is bordered by Kentucky and in part by Tennessee in the southern part. A lot of slaveholders had come across from Kentucky, Tennessee, but also from other places in the East.
It is interesting how Illinois settled, because it did settle from the south and up into the middle of the state, and then later it settled in the north from New England and Europe. Here in the middle of Illinois, where we're at, we're like smack dab in the middle of Illinois in McLean County. You go about 30 miles south of here at most, and you can tell the south begins. Where you go north of that, it feels more like Wisconsin, and it's like Bloomington Normal is, and McLean County is almost the dividing line between the north and south, even in Illinois, not just geographically, but from how people settled the state.
That's correct. The settlement came up and from the south until the 1820s, 1830s, when the construction of the Illinois-Michigan Canal in the north began. There began to be a lot of immigration. A lot of Irish immigrants were brought in. A lot of people began coming in from across the lakes. When the Erie Canal was finished in New York in 1825, thereafter settlement increased in the north and changed the character of the state.
It wasn't out of the question when Illinois became a state 200 years ago that it would enter the Union as a non-slave state. It was fairly close.
There were a lot of people who thought it should come in as a slave state, that the Constitution should permit outright chattel slavery. And in fact, two years, after the Constitution was adopted, an effort was undertaken to revise the Constitution in order explicitly to allow chattel slavery rather than the contrived devices that the 1818 convention created.
Well, I'm going to get to that in just a bit. Let's go back to 1818. Slavery was not permitted by the Constitution in Illinois, but as you write in Creating the Land of Lincoln, essentially it was slavery in the form of indentured servitude. Can you talk about how it came to be that slavery was outlawed, but indentured servitude was okay?
Well, the Illinois Constitution in 1818, like some others, had a paragraph flat out prohibiting slavery. And then it had several paragraphs of exceptions for so-called indentured voluntary servants. Now, indentured service was an old thing. It goes way back. English settlement used to come in with people who were contracted to serve for several years as a servant and so on. But this was different, because they were blacks. Many of them were blacks brought in from other states. And the provision said, if they don't agree to a voluntary agreement, a quote unquote voluntary agreement, they could be within 60 days, they could be shipped back to the slave states. So they had no real choices, no real voluntariness. Many of the contracts were for 20, 30, 50 years, 99 years in some cases. And it was slavery for all practical purposes.